And is it possible that you haven't heard this news? The All Blacks' final Rugby World Cup pool match against Italy has been called off due to super typhoon Hagibis. And World Rugby confirmed this late this afternoon, New Zealand time. Well, RNZ's sports reporter Joe Porter is on the line from Tokyo. Hi, Joe. You there, Joe?
Kia ora.
Kia ora. How's everyone feeling?
I am. Can you?
Yes.
Yes. Well, it's a mixed reaction amongst fans. Some fans can see the sense in World Rugby making a decision that's looking after people's safety and putting safety first, saying, you know, safety is paramount and rugby is only a game. But there are far more fans who are rather incensed by this decision. A lot of calls of unfair being thrown around, of course, with Italy being robbed of their chance, albeit a slim chance, to beat the All Blacks and qualify for the quarterfinals. And of course, fans are furious. Some fans only had tickets to this one game, the Italy All Blacks game in Nagoya, so their Rugby World Cup has been well and truly spoiled. So certainly some mixed reactions on the ground and lots of fans very, very disappointed with what's going on. The All Blacks themselves, of course, disappointed they don't get to play, but they understand the bigger picture of the scheme of things. And while disappointed, they would rather see people safe and not getting hurt. So it's a mixed bag over here, but certainly fans are a bit disappointed in these rules and questioning why World Rugby didn't have other sort of contingency plans in place, considering they knew this was typhoon season in Japan.
Right, how about this super typhoon? How serious is a typhoon of this nature?
Well, I can tell you it's the biggest storm in the world at the moment, and it has the potential to become the biggest storm in the world this year. It's currently got winds of about 260 kilometres per hour and torrential rain. It's what you would call a Category 5 hurricane if you were in the United States. So it is a massive storm. It could well become the biggest storm we've seen this year across the world. So it has the potential to do a lot of damage, cause a lot of disruption, and put people's lives at risk. There'll be storm surges possibly across the main island of Honshu on the east coast, all the way up from Yokohama, where, of course, a few games are being played this weekend, to the northern part of Honshu, the main island, Nagoya, of course, where the All Blacks were playing, and Tokyo too. So, yeah, it's locals are pretty worried about this one. If you talk to them on the street, they're used to typhoons. They have 20 or so each year, and this one they are particularly worried about the word big, big, big getting thrown around a lot by Japanese locals.
When's it due to hit?
It's due to arrive and hit the mainland Honshu on Saturday morning, which is, of course, why the Saturday games have been called off. It could leave a real trail of destruction if it does make landfall with the wind speeds, you know, if they stay at their current state. So the Sunday games, while they're hoping that, of course, the typhoon has passed on before then, what will it leave in its wake? Will the stadiums be usable? Will the grounds be usable? Will the stadiums still be there? Will the trains be able to run at all? The public transport system, will it be shut down? Because, of course, logistically, trying to get that many people around this country to various different locations will be an absolute nightmare if there's no public transport, because that's what everyone relies upon. So certainly a lot of people crossing their fingers and toes, hoping that this storm doesn't do a massive amount of damage and not only wreck Saturday's games, which it already has, but potentially have an impact on some very crucial games on Sunday, including the Japan-Scotland game. Now, if Scotland do get this game cancelled, it means they get a draw and 2 points each, and that means their chances at this World Cup are over. They'll be robbed of the chance to beat Japan and qualify for the quarterfinals. That would be a heartbreak for the Scots.
Your line's a little bit difficult to hear, but we can still hear you, Joe. But what preparations are the Japanese making for this typhoon? Anything that they're having to do in terms of their homes and businesses?
Well, it's just battening down the hatches, I suppose, like you would for a hurricane, making sure your doors and windows are all latched and closed. What the Japanese agencies will do is they'll shut down all public transport on Saturday and discourage people from leaving their homes, telling everyone to stay inside and stay safe, make sure you've got plenty of food and water. And they, of course, shut down the transport system to make sure people don't try and get out and about on the roads, really discouraging anyone from trying to move anywhere. So it is fairly serious. And I've not been here for a typhoon before, so it's my first experience, and I will be able to let you know just what it's like. But certainly a lot of people, local people, worried. And it has the potential to do a large amount of damage. And, of course, it's already causing a lot of disruption.
Absolutely. And what kind of accommodation are you staying in?
Over the irony, I was supposed to be heading down to Nagoya tomorrow for 2 nights for the All Blacks clash, of course, before coming back to Tokyo on Sunday. So I have no accommodation in Tokyo for tomorrow night or Saturday night booked. because I was, of course, going down to Nagoya. Now, it's impossible just about to find anything in Tokyo at the moment. I've managed to sneak in Friday night at the hotel I'm in at the moment, which is in Shibuya, very central Tokyo, of course, where the famous Shibuya Crossing is. But at the moment, I'm homeless on Saturday night for Super Typhoon Hajiba, so that could be quite interesting.
Oh, take care, Joe. I hope you find somewhere to stay.
Yeah, I might have to crash on the floor of some of the other Kiwi media's accommodation, potentially. Maybe I'll owe them a few beers.
Good luck. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Joe Porter on the line from Tokyo. Apologies for that phone quality there. Hopefully you heard what he had to say, but it does sound very serious about the super typhoon Hagibis, which is coming their way, due to hit tomorrow.